episode 882, Own Your Mistakes.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? It is the weekend. It is your time to begin to relax, to chill out, to spend time with the family. And you know what? It's time to own your mistakes. We're talking about relationship builders. You want to build that strong marriage, you got to have that strong foundation. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I kind of was scratching my head earlier going, what are we going to talk about when it comes to relationship builders? And I thought the most important thing that we can do as a spouse for the other spouse is to own your mistakes. You know, I make a lot of errors every single day. And in order to have an incredible marriage, you got to own your mistakes. It's really okay not to be right. And as a woman who loves control, okay, I really did probably was a control addict. And at least I can admit it. And I know where I went wrong. And it's not that I had to be right. That wasn't necessarily my focus. It's just that I was so focused, so zeroed in on what I wanted to accomplish that I would bulldoze over anyone who got in my way. Now, I didn't necessarily do it meanly, but hey, I wanted to get the job done. And sometimes it doesn't take a jackhammer. It takes the bulldozer to get the job done. But that doesn't allow you to build your marriage. You just end up tearing it up more. And what happens with that? Your structure, your foundation, it weakens over time. So it really is okay not to be right. Stop keeping score. Answer honestly. How many times does it go through your mind? Haha, I was right. Check for me. Bonus for me. I got it. I told you so. Any of those little thoughts that come in your mind, yes, you are keeping score. Now, it may not be on the big basketball NBA scoreboard going 119 to 10. I know it would be great if you were 119 and your spouse was only 10, but that's not the real life that you really want to have. Because when you are keeping score, that means you're shooting down the person that you love, the person you said you're committed to for the rest of your life till death do you part. This is the person that you said, I'm going to join with you in holy matrimony with God being in the center of our marriage and say, yes, we're going to do life together. That's not doing life together. So stop keeping score. It's not about who's right and who's wrong. How many times do you have an argument? And that argument leads to, I told you so. I was right. Did you not hear me the first time? We tend to rub that in. Come on, be honest. Because ultimately, as a sinful person, because that's the nature of our being, and that's not putting us down, it's just a fact. So we're here to be honest. We're here to be authentic. We're here to look at ourselves in the mirror and see the reflection that we see. So guess what? That allows us to what? Correct the reflection, to make it better, to become your best selfie, to create your now, the way God is designing you to become. That's what it means. You don't have to be right. Stop keeping that score. It has nothing to do but who wins the argument or not. It's all about having respect for each other and owning your mistakes. Bruce Lee said this, mistakes are always forgivable if one has the courage to admit them. Do you have the courage to admit your mistakes? Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do is to say, oh, I was wrong. I mean, just think about that phrase right there. I was wrong. If you say it in your head, you may actually begin to tighten up in the throat. Maybe you gulp a little bit. Maybe your tummy gets tight. Or you kind of cringe like, oh, that doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't feel comfortable because no one wants to be wrong. So I want you to think about it just for a moment. Close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. If you're on a treadmill or an elliptical, please be safe. Seriously. So you may not want to close your eyes, but I really want to give you this moment to think about this. I want you to say this phrase in your head. I was wrong. Please forgive me. When you think about that phrase, I was wrong, please forgive me. Those six words connected together will change your marriage because here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You have to courageously own your mistakes. And when you say, I was wrong, please forgive me, that's exactly what you're doing. So I've got the AAA for you. It's insurance, the AAA insurance. Are you ready for this? Number one, you have to acknowledge what went wrong. You have to acknowledge to yourself, first of all. Because when you acknowledge to yourself and you identify and you go, man, this is where I failed. This is where I made the mistake. This is where I fell down. This was a stumbling block that I hit. What does that allow you to do? It allows you to make a change. So you can acknowledge what went wrong. So therefore you can make the change. Number two, ask. Ask for forgiveness. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Ask for forgiveness. Don't make the assumption that you got the forgiveness. I think a lot of times, especially from the Christian's perspective, we kind of walk around with the Almighty head on. And we shouldn't do that. We're totally doing our spouse a disservice. Ask for forgiveness. I was wrong. Please forgive me. And number three, aim. You know, I love that word. Aim. Action ignites motivation, which what? Leads to your greatness. Aim for greatness. Aim for better. I never said aim for perfect. Because when you continuously aim for greatness or for better, what does that mean? You're learning. You're growing. You're being shaped and allowing God to come in to your life and say, let me help you. Let me walk beside you. It's the AAA insurance. Acknowledge, ask, aim. Courageously own your mistakes. I promise when you begin to do this, you're going to strengthen those cracks in your marriage. You will. Have you ever seen those basement commercials? We have a lot of them around here. Maybe you don't live in an area that has basements, but we're up north, so we can have basements. I know down south, a lot of places do not have basements. We've lived in states like Texas. They don't have basements. Everything's built on just a single slab foundation. Well, even in those single slab foundations, you can get cracks. But when you have a basement and you get cracks, what happens? Oh, you get seepage. You get stuff. You get critters that come into the crevices. And whether they're little spiders or maybe even a little garden snake or sometimes bigger snakes, I don't know. Praise the Lord, I haven't had to have that type of situation. I get the spiders every once in a while. But as those cracks happen in your foundation, they begin to spread apart over time, right? Because, you know, the earth is moving. We're moving. And when it moves, that things are shifting. And so the cracks can get bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you don't call in some of the experts to help fill those cracks, what happens? Well, your house doesn't become very strong, does it? It becomes weak. And your walls, your four main walls may begin to shift too. And you see things in other rooms. It's a ripple effect. The same thing goes with your marriage. You got to own your mistakes. You want to build a strong foundation. And ultimately, come on, let's be honest. Your spouse deserves you to own your mistakes. And I know I got to throw this one out here because you may be thinking, well, I own my mistakes, but you know, he doesn't. And there's a problem with that. You know what? It's not about him. It's not about her. It's about you. own your mistakes. Courageously own them. Say that, man, I failed, because you know what? You're being a role model. And the more you do it, I guarantee you, your spouse will pick up on it. And they'll begin to model after you. And more importantly, if you have little children that are watching you, I don't care, little children as in they're 2 years old little, or they're 20-some or 30-some years old little, they will watch you and how you are working in your marriage. Marriage takes work. Relationships take work. Anything worth having takes work. Is your marriage worth it? Then it's time you own your mistakes. Go out and be courageous today. If you want some assistance with that in your marriage, maybe you have some issues and you're like, gosh, I really wish I could talk more specifically about my situation, click on the link, Take Aim, Action Ignites Motivation. This is a complimentary coaching call for you with me. It's an opportunity for you to come and talk about your situation specifically. And it's my gift to you. There is no charge for it. I'm here for you. That's one thing I do in my service. That's how God wants me to give back. And it also gives you an opportunity to see what it's like to work with a life coach. So click on that link, Take Aim. I would love to hear from you. As you go out today, I want you to have the word courageous on your mind. And then I want you to think about those six words. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Connect those all together and you got your AAA insurance. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Have an awesome weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.